Headline, 94% of strategies Bitcoin buys since August were from diluting MSTR. Published at 7:40 p.m., September 29, 2025. This morning, Strategy founder Michael Saylor announced more Bitcoin BTC purchases funded from direct dilution of his MSTR shareholders. Despite MSTR's underperformance relative to BTC, Saylor has refused to reinstate the July 31st ban on common share dilution. On July 31st, 2025, Strategy provided clear guidance to its common shareholders. We will not issue MSTR below 2.5 times MNOV, except to pay interest and dividends. Just 2 weeks later, on August 18th, however, the company revised its promise to dilute MSTR when otherwise deemed advantageous to the company. Strategy and Saylor have taken full advantage of that revoked guidance in the past 6 weeks. Specifically, the company has diluted MSTR common shareholders by 3,278,660 shares in order to spend $1,132,700,000 buying about 10,100 Bitcoin. Although Strategy is a BTC treasury company valued based on its ability to accrete BTC for shareholders, those dilutive purchases haven't helped its stock outperform this benchmark. Since its $363.60 closing price on August 18th, MSTR has declined more than 10% as of publication time. Over the same time period, BTC has only declined 2%. In other words, MSTR underperformed BTC by an embarrassing 800 basis points since it reintroduced its dilutive at-the-market offerings. From August 18th to 24th, Strategy diluted MSTR by 875,301 shares for $309.9 million in net proceeds. From August 26th to September 1st, MSTR diluted by 1,237,000 shares for $425.3 million in net proceeds. During September 2nd to 7th, Strategy diluted MSTR with another 591,606 shares for $200,500,000 in net proceeds. From September 8th to 21st, the company diluted MSTR by 227,401 shares for $80.6 million in net proceeds. Most recently, the company disclosed 347,352 shares for $116.4 million in net proceeds from September 22nd to 28th. Almost all of those proceeds went to buying BTC. Including the above MSTR dilution, plus other fundraisers such as preferred share sales, the company bought $356.9 million worth of BTC from August 18th to 24th, $449.3 million from August 26th to September 1st, $217.4 million from September 2nd to 7th, $159.9 million from September 8th to 21st, and $22.1 million from September 22nd to 28th. Read more. Michael Saylor continues to dilute MSTR after modifying promise MSTR dilution paid for 94% of BTC purchases since August 18. On August 18th, Strategy held 629,376 BTC. Today, it holds 640,031. MSTR dilution paid for most of that. MSTR dilution funded $1,132,700,000, or 94% of the company's total $1,205,600,000 worth of BTC purchases since August 18. All of these sales were within the 1 to 2.5 times multiple to net asset, MNAV, trading range for MSTR that Strategy's July 31st promise explicitly forbade until the company abandoned that promise on August 18th. Indeed, MSTR hasn't traded outside of a 1 to 2.5 times MNAV range since December 2024. Interestingly, the company's most recent September 22nd to 28th fundraise doesn't seem to be fully expended on BTC purchases. Once these purchases are finished, if the company plans to buy more, this ratio could change slightly. Unlike all of the prior fundraises where nearly the full amount of proceeds went to buying BTC, the company has only spent 17.2% of its $128.1 in net proceeds from September 22nd to 28th buying BTC. Of course, the company has quarterly dividend obligations to preferred shareholders, so it might not have enough cash to buy any more BTC. If so, that would leave the above 94% figure unchanged. For just 2 weeks in August, MSTR shareholders were protected from the relentless dilution of Strategy leadership. Since the company reintroduced MSTR dilution, its common share count has ballooned 1.2% while underperforming its BTC benchmark by 800 basis points. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.